Mark, it's good to see you again here, and we're at the Farm Progress Show. Tell me a little bit about what PERC is up to out here.
Well, we're supporting the efforts of the Iowa Propane Gas Association. They're over in the Varied Industries tent in the corner, and they've got a propane pickup truck on display, and we're promoting the Roush F-150 pickup truck here. We're also promoting various other uses of propane in the home and around the farm. So we're real excited about what it can do to reduce energy costs, actually, through energy efficiency improvements, and we want to promote that to farmers and to all homeowners that come through the show.
How would you describe the acceptance of farmers for example, just the truck driven on an energy source like propane?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, a lot of farmers are stopping at the truck, and they're talking about the propane tractors they had or still have in some cases, the propane vehicles they had or still have, and a lot of fond memories, you know. So it's really interesting to chat with them, and they're very interested in it. And they understand that crude oil's gone up, therefore gasoline and diesel have gone up. Propane has risen, but not to the extent that those fuels have. So it's really created an opportunity for us in the engine fuel market to provide a product that can actually save costs of operation by using propane rather than, say, diesel fuel.
Well, besides the truck, what else is the propane industry doing that would be of special interest, especially to corn and soybean growers?
Well, look at we're promoting energy efficiency across the board. You know, really, what can we do in times of high prices but become more efficient? We got to take a look at our old grain dryers, our old heaters. We've got to decide if we need to just properly maintain those, make sure they're in tip-top condition so they're operating as efficiently as possible, burning clean and effectively, or we have to make the tough decision, do we actually change that equipment out? So we're trying to get messages out, you know, this is what you can do to improve your energy efficiency by 20 or 30%. Or you can adopt new technologies such as tankless hot water heaters over tank-style hot water heaters, and again, save about 30% on average on your hot water heating bill.
Well, besides this show, where else? I know you've got some other shows that are going to be coming up that we'll be finding PERC at. What's some of the other places we're going to find you around the country?
Well, we work with the Nebraska Propane Gas Association. They'll be very active at the Husker Harvest Days coming up. The Ohio folks are always real active at the Farm Science Review. And the Georgia folks are also equally active at the Sun Belt Expo. So several shows coming up where you'll see a propane presence. Always look for the State Propane Gas Association. You may see the Roush truck on display or various other propane technologies there. And lots of happy people that'll feed you and talk to you and give you as much information as you'd like to know about propane.
Well, we here at ZimCom appreciate PERC support in sponsoring some of our coverage, which I'm looking forward to, I believe, at the Farm Science Review, as well as Sunbelt, which I have not been to for a couple of years. So we are looking forward to that, and thank you for your support of what we're doing as well. Well, thank you, Mark, for taking a couple minutes here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.